and that the classifications stay the same.
Let's divide this up.
Okay.
So we're on number 22, and so they're asking for it to be lowered to 1750.
That's the indoor water park. Yeah. So propose that we put a value of 1,750,000 as proposed.
On BOE number 22.
BOE 2222. Yeah.
I second.
I have a motion on the floor.
Now, that's contingent upon a settlement statement.
And that's a 1.8 for both, Bob, and
yes.
Take your representation that's accurate.
Well, I won't say it was 1.85, but it was 1.8.
1.8 something. Right.
Yeah.
All right. We have a motion on the floor. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
And also propose on 2223, which is being in the process, I understand, of being converted to workforce housing, but we currently got it classified as commercial, and we're going to keep it that way, but accept their proposal of a value of, what was that?
$750,000.
Contingent upon the settlement statement to back up as far as evidence.
And part of your motion is to deny classification as a residential?
Yes. Or,
okay. Wes, do we need to separate those, or is that fine?
No, they can be all in the same motion.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor. We have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Got any more, Bob? It looks like there's 24.
Yeah, it's across the street. It's the old Days Inn and Suites. And we've been through the ringer on this property since they took it over with the city. They actually took us to court to close it down last year to make us make some improvements just to get it open. And
when was this purchased?
It's 2020, December.
He took over the notes for his brother-in-law who had owned it and was going belly up, and he took it over. The guy that owns Niazi Family Investments, he's a brain surgeon out of Florida. This is not his first business. But his brother-in-law and sister were in trouble on the hotel, and he took over the operation and ownership and is paying it. There were significant damages when they took it over. The pool had to be closed. It hadn't been winterized. They had to take out, the city made them take out their water heaters. They made them do all kinds of things. They're making improvements currently. It's coming along, but I'm trying to look for my appeal form. I apologize. I don't think we have a huge problem. I just think it's a little bit lower than what the appraisal is.
Do you have an appraisal?
Yes. Yes.
You're talking about the assessed value.
Yeah, we're talking about the appraised or assessed value, either one. I mean, if it's appraised too high, the assessed value is going to be, 32%, right, for commercial?
Well, it's listed on here as 2.389, right?
Yeah.
That's what you got, and you've got 950, so it is pretty significant.
Yeah, it is significant, but I think that they've made – I was going off of prior to their making the improvements they've made. They've made some improvements that have probably brought it up from the $950,000.
Who is C – BP Investments. Is that Mr.
No, this is Niazi Hotel.
That's the
is this a value change from last year, or is it gone? Is it the same as last year?
I believe it's the same. Well, we wouldn't have been able to change it again. It should be frozen where it was.
So it should be the same value as last year.
Same value since 2017.
Oh, so it's been this way since 2017.
Well, there were significant problems with it last year, actually. If we were to use the income capitalization approach, there wouldn't be a lot of income. They wouldn't even give these people a license to open the place. There was an active license for the hotel last year that was good through, like, October, and they took over in spring?
December.
They took it over in December of the year before, and they couldn't even get the city to give them a license to open. As a matter of fact, we went through litigation in September in front of Judge Merrill, where he gave them, I don't think he should have, but he gave them a preliminary injunction to keep us closed for a while. So the city had us closed down most of last year. It's now open. There have been a lot of improvements made, but...
So on the last one, we had a sale to go off of as some kind of basis.
Yeah, this would not. He took it over for his brother-in-law and sister. It's why he bought the ones across. He did this first, and it was after this that they bought the ones across the street. So
this was purchased December of 2020.
I will have to abstain from this one, so I'm going to have to let you know.
Nazi Hotel purchased in 20.
Yeah, that's what he said.
December 2020.
Okay, what was the purchase price?
They took over the note, is that
right?
Yeah,
he took over the note from his brother-in-law.
Or he paid off the note or whatever.
Yeah, I want to say it was under the 2 marks.
But there hasn't been enough. We haven't had a few. This is the first time this one's been in front of us, right? I mean, this value has been there for 5 years.
And this is interior corridor, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's a beautiful hotel. It really is. And
we put a lot into it.
There were significant issues with it. I mean, obviously the city closed them down, got an injunction to keep them closed down.
Yeah, we lost $150,000 in August because of the city. We weren't able to get the permits because everything was backordered from the ice storm. Everything was, I couldn't get the sprinkler guys to come fix it. They were backlogged. And we lost about $150,000 in the month of August. They shut us down August 1st.
Anything else, Bob?
No.
Okay. Assessor.
Okay. If you don't have an appraisal,
nobody said anything to us again. Susan,
but what I want to say is,
talk to us.
On the last year when you guys did these motels, I looked up the price they rent rooms for here. They have 102 rooms, and we were multiplying this price range by $23,000 a room, which would bring it down to $2,346,000. And so we're very close with our $2,389,000. So.
Okay, and that's the approach I think you've done with a lot of our other hotels that
right.
you had.
Because they didn't give me financials either, and so that was the kind of quick and dirty one that we were doing last year when you guys.
$2,346,000 what?
$2,346,000. Sorry.
Okay.
And we understand if you're going to deny us on this one. I mean, we understand completely. We think the value may be just a little bit lower, not $950,000. I'd probably be changing that at this point, based on the improvements that we've made in the place. But we understand if you deny us on this one.
I'm going to let somebody else make the motion. I'm still going to chair here, but I'm going to abstain from this one because I've had a conversation.
It's BOE 24.
22-24, 310 Green Mountain Drive.
Just did a discussion. Did I hear you say that you thought valuation could be $2,346,000?
I'm giving you this option because we did this to everybody else.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to second that. I'm going to make a motion that we lower the value to $2,346,000.
Okay. Greg's motion fails for lack of a second. There's another motion on the floor now to reduce the value to $2,346,000.
I'll second that.
There's a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes.
Did you abstain?
I abstain.
So two ayes.
Good luck with the remodel project.
Yeah, appreciate your work in making
the area better to appreciate it.
Yourself in the grave.